Hello. Hi there. Welcome to the second edition of the podcast for Foxwatch. This is the May edition. I hope you enjoyed last month's narration. Hopefully by now you have found your fox den. If not, not to worry, there's plenty of time. May is still an excellent month to watch foxes around their earth. If you haven't found your earth yet, may I suggest that if you know of any badger sets occupied or abandoned, doesn't matter either, any along any woodland edges or hedgerows, check these this time of year, as they often more than not actually have cubs in them during the month of May. Or if you know of any sort of rabbit warrens in secluded areas like woodland and stuff, check these too. It should be a lot easier this time of year to actually find where cubs are. Even if they're on the ground, you can actually see, they start to accumulate a little bit of mess right now. Bits of perhaps feathers, bits of rabbits, or sort of food debris, bones and things lying around. And because it's getting warm, they start to rot and there's flies all over them and things like that. It can be quite interesting, you find bits of leg and things like that. Also, there should be now, by now, a few cub scats accumulating around the earth, so you should definitely know of the presence of cubs, and perhaps footprints as well, if the earth is soft. So, we're into May. Well, what can I say about it? May is the month when fox cubs start to explore further and further from the den, and by the end of May, they may have even lost their independence of the den, and started to, by now, sleep out in the long grass and things like that. But well, that's the end of May, we've got plenty of time yet. The cubs are still very dependent on the earth at the moment, we're only at the beginning. It's a very vigorous time, the cubs are very, very lively, they should be playing like mad right now, perhaps any time of day, usually in the evenings. If a good time is in the evenings, if you go and sit yourself down near an earth, you can watch the cubs playing like crazy. Or any time, they can sort of pop out any time during the day. But it's up to you whether you want to sort of hang around all that sort of time, if you have the time to do that. But I can tell you, it can be the more time you spend around, the more rewarding it gets, especially if you're there with a camera. Don't forget to try and stay out of the way of the parents when they're approaching the den. Another thing is that there should be by now a lot of well-worn paths formed going to and from the den through sort of long grass or the edge of woodland. You should be able to see these paths forming quite well by now. Parents continuously bringing food back to the den and going away from the den again. As I say, just spend as much time as you can around the earth. The parents will pretty much leave the cubs alone to their own devices right now for probably hours and then sometimes all day. This is what kind of brings the cubs further and further out in a way. They kind of feel they get quite bored and they explore further and further and further, so don't be surprised if you actually see the cubs during this month quite some way from the den, perhaps across a field somewhere or something like that. It kind of all depends really how secluded and how undisturbed the area is. If it's a very undisturbed sort of rural location, the cubs are more likely to be active by day and exploring further and further, especially in woodland where they like to explore quite a lot because it's quite secluded. So anyway, the cubs now start to develop their red adult coats. Their ears are becoming longer and more pointed, and their eyes are turning more of a sort of a from a slate blue to more of a yellow, yellowy cat sort of cat eyes sort of thing, I suppose, between cat and dog. I mean, it varies a lot, you know. The age of cubs at this time of year, some may be still quite young and some may be actually quite old by now, you know. So what else can I tell you? Yeah, listen for the cubs barking. Now this time of year, when, as I said earlier, the cubs are left alone for hours and hours on end, perhaps even all day, and hours on night, and they often start to get a bit lonely. They have to try and occupy themselves. Now listen for the bark, the little bark they make for the parents, to call the parents. This is a calling basically for the parent when they feel hungry and they feel a bit lonely. Where are you? You know, where are you, mum and dad? I suppose you could say, and a little triple bark that they make. So it's quite extraordinary, actually, that a cub so young can actually bark just like adults, which is a very interesting concept you find with cubs. As they sort of explore further from the den, they will become more and more confident. And of course, they're a bit more wilder at this time of year. It kind of gets a little bit more difficult to approach them towards the end of May. So look out for a kind of prey that's being brought to the den, and perhaps you can even make a note of this, what kind of prey is being brought to the den, what you actually see the foxes eating. Then you kind of know what sort of creatures are in the area. You can be quite surprised, you know. The vixen will hunt almost a very large variety of food. You'll be quite surprised what she's bringing back. She may even bring back a species that you never knew that was in the area. I mean, they are known to bring back mink and other things like that to the cubs, has been known. It's not all sort of birds or mice, small rodents or rabbits and things like that. So look out for any sort of rare species. Often moles and shrews are often left outside the earth, kind of because they're not very popular. They're not very tasty. They don't really like the taste of those sort of thing. And that's about all I can say really for you at the moment. So just enjoy your fox watch. Email me with any problems that you might have, or any queries or anything like that. And good luck. And I will be with you again in June to let you know what to look out for in the month of June. So be patient. Spend lots of time around the dens. Also, I forgot to say this before I go. Spend a lot of time around rabbit warrens in the fox's territory, or any other sort of place like meadows with long grass, because these are the areas where the parents will hunt. They will spend up to hours upon hours trying to catch prey for their growing youngsters, their growing cubs. It's very important that they do catch something, so they won't give up. They'll spend probably all hours of the in broad daylight doing this, so it's a great time to get photographs. They spend a lot of time sort of hanging around rabbit warrens, stalking rabbits, waiting outside the rabbit warrens for the rabbits to come out. So don't miss that. Also, they early in the mornings they hunt voles, pouncing up high into the air in long grass to pounce on the vole, which they can hear moving in the grass. I don't know. I think they can hear sort of hear their squeals as well as little rustlings and things like that, as they're very, very sharp hearing adult foxes. So make sure, you do this. Don't just spend all your time around the earth. Do actually spend a lot of time where the parents hunt, because this is very, very interesting watching, and you can get some great photographs and footage as well. I think I've just about covered everything possible for the month of May. If there's anything I've missed, of course, you're welcome to comment on that and say you forgot this or whatever. But, good luck, and please email me with any questions, any queries, anything you want, and I can have a good discussion with you perhaps as well. And good luck, and don't give up.